Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We'll be taking calls after the half hour. The number is 646-716-9663. And this evening, I have a very dimensional metaphysical teacher named Ken Barkin. Ken, are you there?
I am here.
Wow, it's a pleasure to meet you and welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well. Thank you.
Okay, Ken, how did all the spirituality, how did your connection to Source get started in your life?
When I was about 9, I remember walking into a room. It was my youngest sister's bedroom. And I saw my grandfather standing there, and he was talking to me. And I wasn't thinking anything of it, so I was talking back to him. And it slowly kind of got into my head that he was being buried at the time I was in the room talking to him. And my parents thought my youngest sister and I were too young to go. So he came to the house to actually spend the time with us. And he was giving me directions and telling me what he wanted me to do with my grandmother and how he wanted me to do certain things.
And
so that was probably first.
That was pretty amazing. Was he physically, like, solid, or was he a little bit see-through, or what do you think?
At first I just thought I saw my grandfather, and he was talking to me. So I didn't think anything of it, and then as I was talking to him, I realized he was translucent.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got a little scared, because nobody had really explained that type of thing to me. And I know I really couldn't tell my parents about that stuff because I figured they would start putting me on medication.
Oh, boy. So tell me about your journey from seeing grandfather to where you are today, if you can put it in 1,000 words or so.
Yeah. Well, I thought, at first I just assumed everybody else saw this. It took me a while to realize that other people didn't see things going on. Or other people didn't realize certain things were going on. So for a long time, I learned to suppress it because it seemed to make people nervous. And then later on, I got to a certain point. I was studying something called polarity therapy. And the man who taught it shamanistically. So he encouraged us to have visions and to get other information from other fields. And I realized I just wasn't ready. I wasn't going to shut it down anymore. So I let it go, and then I was doing the polarity therapy, and then I did feng shui for a while. And I was getting messages just to do the readings with people and help them understand what they need to do. And if you can help them shift with inside, then you actually help them manifest what they're trying to create. So it kind of developed from there, and then it got more into the channel work and the teaching and looking for topics where I was seeing that the students were having problems, like a lot of people had trouble dealing with empathic abilities. So I would teach a lot of classes, helping them understand how to protect themselves, how to trust what they were feeling, and use that to help them with what was happening around them. So it's been a whole little evolutionary thing, and it's gotten to this point where it seems to be just transition of learning how to just be open and be at peace and show up.
That's powerful. I'm a firm believer in participating in the process, the journey, not running through your path so fast that you don't get to see, feel, know the psychic, the spiritual, the dimensional realities around you. And what I do is I encourage people to be observant on their path and to watch where they're stepping and be conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're going. And I noticed from your website, www.kenbarkin, K-E-N-B-A-R-K-I-N, that you're into helping people with their journey. And many, many people want goals answered, answers to their goals.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you work with people in their journey?
Well, if I'm working with a one-on-one client, then we might look at what's going on in your life, how are you participating in that, how are you I've noticed a lot of people that end up giving you the victim story, and they think that they don't understand what's going on, and it's not manifesting fast enough. So I'm trying to take them back into, you're not the victim. If you can go with the concept that it's all love-based and everything you're creating is a gift, because Spirit's actually saying, we love you so much, we're going to let you keep crashing until you're ready to stop. So it depends on the individual and where they are. I notice when I work with light workers, I can usually get them into their gifts pretty fast. And once they start learning how to pay attention to their own intuitive voices or however it's coming for them, that it tends to get them on the path a little faster. But people who aren't into that direction, a lot of the times it takes a lot more work to help them realize they don't need to struggle and keep hitting their head against the wall. Because I notice a lot of people have that that fear of God, and we're going to be suffering if we don't do it the right way. And that's not what any of the base is. In fact, a lot of the channel stuff lately has been switching it from fear base into a love base. And if they can switch to the love base, they don't have to do all that struggle stuff.
That's good. I call it blessings, bless-ons, you know, a blessing
mm-hmm.
and a blessing at the same time.
Right.
You know, back about, oh, I'd say September 11th, I started not to be able to tell time as well. Before that, you know, I think I did my first teaching in 1958. I'm 75 years old for my reading. Before that, I could say in the next couple of months, da-da-da-da-da is going to happen. And things were very lined up and orderly. Now, looking
mm-hmm.
at this past 2 or 3 weeks with myself and my clients, there's a different kind of energy going on here.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been experiencing with that?
Something very similar to that as well. I used to be able to say, okay, 2 weeks from now this is going to happen, or a month from now you're going to have this, and be really accurate with the time. And now it just seems to be when the energy's aligned, it's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what the timing is. It's like Spirit energy is just pulling that whole timing away from everything. So it's really, and that I think is what the problem is right now with trying to get people to be patient, because we can't just say, hey, next week this is when you're going to see this. And even when we do it, then they're not doing their piece. And when they don't do their piece, then it doesn't line up. Waits till later until they're going to manifest it. And I've noticed, like in relationship stuff, when people say, well, when am I going to meet the love of my life? That it's like there are pieces they need to do for both sides, and until that happens, you're not going to come together. But they want you to be able to say, in 3 months, you're going to meet the person. And I find can't do it anymore.
Well, and the energy's changed a lot. I kind of think, like, you know, it's some beads on a necklace. If you do some things and those beads fall towards you, and if you don't do some things, and sometimes it's about being. Sometimes you have to be silent. You have to integrate. And some people just keep going and going, and they have a lot of activity and very little bits of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand you're a channel, correct?
Yeah, but I'm more of a conscious channel, so I'm aware when the stuff's coming through.
And tell me a little bit about the energies that you channel.
Lately, I mean, it's like if you look at the website, most of the time when I sign it, it's Yahweh, which is another name for God, and that's mainly what's been coming through, but there are a lot of other beings that have been coming through as well. So sometimes there are different star beings that will come through. I don't really work with the angelic realms anymore, but for a long time that's what was coming through. And I'm getting these beings that are just interdimensional, and it's a collective force, and that seems to be the main energies that have been guiding me through this phase right now.
interdimensional energies are very, very powerful. I'm going to be teaching a class on the E8, which is physics, and it's a mathematical theory that proves there are 246 dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, it proves it. It includes all the other laws like gravity and things. And things are different in each dimension. There are different choices that the energies of the main planet have made. There are different choices that people have made. And if you work with these dimensional beings who have a perspective of five or six or seven different dimensional, they can tell you a lot more information on how to be on your path and how to enjoy the journey, which people don't enjoy the journey. You know, people say to me, I have to go to work. And I go, no, you don't. You made that choice. You signed that contract. You made that choice. You can make the choice not to go to work or do a different work.
Mm-hmm.
And dimensional beings for me are just like, you know, cut the crap. I don't want to hear the story. Okay, let's let's talk about now and what you can do.
Right. But that's kind of like that victim story concept too, you know, where people get stuck in, I'm the victim, I have to, I'm stuck on this. And they don't realize, no, all I have to do is just say, okay, God, I'm ready to do what I'm really here to do. And something else will open up for them.
What do you think about this great desire for mankind to be in resistance? You know, people who have great powers, psychic powers and connections, that they're complaining, you know, oh, my God, I I'm too connected. I don't want to know all this stuff. And why do, as humans, do we have so many resistance to life, light, whatever? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't know why people have resistance, because I just find life works so much better and easier when you're in the flow and open. Because the whole point of asking for help from the other realms is they give it to us. And then when they give it to us and people say, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go there. You want me to move there? I'm not moving there.
I've been reading.
Said, this is where you're getting to go to live. This is your best place. Oh, I'm not moving to that city.
Yeah, and I've given readings and people paid for information and you give it to them and they blow it off before they can think about it or integrate it.
So never mind like the spirit people, you know, like the people who are tuned in and they're resisting it. And you wonder, like, why? That's your gift. Use it.
Well, in some ways, you know, I think that we're like diamonds and that different events, different processes facet us, and then different ways of being with the flow polish us. And some of us are just very, very hard-headed, and we need a lot of bless-ons. And some of us go with the flow. So tell me, what has been the funniest thing that Spirit has told you or showed you recently?
The funniest thing? I mean, right? You know, it's like, that's my day-to-day life. I'm shown different things. I think, you know, it's like the way I work. When you were talking about September 11th, I had been directed to be in Colorado at the time. I was living outside of D.C. And I didn't know why. I thought I was moving here at the time. And then it just turned out on the 10th, I got up and I journaled the whole thing that happened in New York. So, but that's just the way I operate. So it's not, it's just the irony of being open and so forth and just showing up and doing the work. So I never look at it as like funny, because I'm just open to where I need to be when I need to be there.
Well, you know, there's lots of funny things that go on with me. You know, I'll put the keys in the bowl by the door. I'll go and look for the keys, and they're not in the bowl by the door. I'll look in the bedroom. I'll look in the bathroom. I'll look in my purse. I'll look someplace else, and I go back, and they're in the bowl by the door. You know, I have experiences that show me that there's much more going on this planet than physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually I can comprehend. And I think it's pretty funny, you know, to but when those things happen to me.
Yeah, mine don't play those kind of games on me that much. It's very rare. I mean, sometimes I'll hear them walking around the house, and I live by myself, so it's like, okay, who's in the house?
Uh-huh.
Or okay, I had an experience once where I was doing this blessing. In Judaism, we have this thing where you do Yahrzeit.
Uh-huh.
And during certain high holidays, you do blessings for people. So I did a blessing. I was staying at my parents' house. They had gone away for some reason. And I did a blessing for all the people that didn't have anybody to bless them and didn't have any ancestors to remember them, that kind of thing. So I went downstairs. I was watching television. And I came upstairs, and all the lights were on upstairs. And I was the only one in the house, and I didn't turn them on. And so I turned them off, and at a certain point in the middle of the night, all the lights went back on in the house. And I just kind of said, okay, I got it. You guys are here.
That's pretty powerful, you know, when that can happen, when lights get turned on. It's a pretty powerful confirmation, you know, that you're doing the work and you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what interesting topics have been coming up now in your sessions that haven't been coming up in the last 2 or 3 years?
I'm noticing right now that the main message they're giving is switch to love base, get rid of the fear base. That's been coming up for the last, I don't know, maybe 6 months, where it's trying to get people out of that foundation, change the foundation. A lot of it's been patience. And trying to get people to stop worrying so much about what's going to happen next, when's it going to happen, when do I get this. It's been let go of the need to control.
Well, let that's big fun.
Yeah, which I think a lot of people want to control every part of the process, or they want you to be able to tell them each part of the process. I think I channeled something the other day where it was about let go of any of that, let go of the map, the need to map it out, the need to understand how it's going to happen. It was kind of, they used the analogy of the butterfly when it goes into the chrysalis and it turns from the caterpillar into the butterfly. It's not thinking about the process. It just automatically does it. So they've been saying that the transition that's coming up, when it's time to happen, it'll just happen. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to stress over it. We don't have to try to force it into being.
And that's really important. When I teach a lot of healers and have over the years, and I tell them, don't. You talk to somebody on the phone, don't plan it. You're going to play this music. You're going to use this from your toolbox. When you walk in that room, the moment you walk in that room, that healing starts. Really, it starts from the moment a person makes an appointment. But, you know, and don't plan it. And you just go swim with source, because people say, oh, this person has this cancer, I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to do a little bit of Reiki, and I'm going to do this. It's an open form. There's no form anymore. When I was 71, I had to do, you know, 22 steps, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now, in these years, there's no form to it. It's just totally being there with.
Or sometimes it's just, let me go touch them.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to touch them. Oh, okay, I'm getting touch them right there. And you just touch them right there, and that's where all the healing starts to happen.
Exactly. So many people have been channeling and connecting to extraterrestrials. Have you had any contact or any work with them lately?
Yeah. The only thing they've come through lately to say was that you know how people get worried about the end of the world and this is going to happen and what's going to they've come through to say they've got an escape plan. If we ever did that to the world, they have an escape plan to help us get out of there.
So that's important really. And I found there's different levels. There's extraterrestrials, there's celestials, there's celestials. They got all these different energies that they're very specific about, and you're supposed to be in the right place at the right time, And mm-hmm. wherever you are, when these energies happen, you will be that beacon of light or that beam of light that is needed in that exact place.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. You know, again, it gets into the showing up part. And if we listen to our guides, we're going to be in the right place at the right time.
But that's something I want to talk about, showing up.
Okay.
You know, do people realize when they show up and when they don't show up? What does it take for someone to know that they're showing up or not showing up? You know, I've said this to people before, you're not showing up, and they look at mm-hmm. me and their eyes get big. Have you worked with getting people to start showing up in their own lives?
Yeah, I've been noticing it. And when people are actually open to showing up, I try to work with them on that. And I think the answer to that is really it's being present. It's getting rid of your agenda. And, because a lot of times when people are talking to you, they're running their story through their head. And that's that not showing up part because they're somewhere else. They're not actually present in that moment with you. So if you can get them to actually get rid of the agenda, get rid of the story. And that was another thing that came up the other day was about our stories get in the way. If we can actually just let go of the story, because the story is not that interesting anymore.
No.
And if people can let go of their story, they're open up to potential and possibility, and it'll make this whole transition part so much easier.
You know, if you have a role, if you have a role and you've dedicated 28 years to being the victim, the actor, the drama queen, the goddess, the princess, if you have a role, then you're not on your path anymore. You know, we started back in the 70s with a lot of that psychotherapy and having people tell their story, heal themselves with the story, forgive, show gratitude, yada, yada. right now, it's now, get here, present, and you can be anything in the next second or everything.
Right.
And, yeah.
You remember the woundology thing that went on, too, back in the 70s? Like, let me show you my wound. Let me show everybody my wound. Let me keep repeating that story.
My wound was in your wound, and then they did the divorce, you know. Well, my divorce was worse than your divorce. Well, mine took the husband and the kids. And instead of healing, they get together and tell war stories.
Right.
So everybody would agree that, oh, my God, the wounds are deep. And we kind of went from that into telling war stories, into telling how we heal and how we got over things. And now we're at a point where no story is required.
Right. But I think people think it's not interesting. You know, if you watch television, how much violence is on there right now? You know, that people will not find it interesting unless things are exploding and going really fast. And the concept of just walking into a room and being present terrifies people.
But what would happen if you actually had to know yourself?
That's right, and not know yourself from your story. I was trying to tell somebody that if you looked at it from the perspective of every time you tell your story, you're telling the universe, I want more of this. And then they wonder why they start having things show up that are like a disaster. And I said, because you're doing the invocation. You're telling the universe, I want more of this.
And I also teach that worry is prayer for something you don't want in your future. You know, you spend all that time worrying, and you will magnetize that thing to you instead of, you know, praying or meditating. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten to be an interesting dynamic in Earth, the energies are so accelerated. You know, when I taught something back in 71, it took me a year to teach one person. Now I can teach the same information in 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so spiritually ripe right now. And when we look at the world, it's getting rid of all of our garbage so we can have more space for light.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of my beings that I channel keeps telling me last year's highest light could be this year's, you know, lowest light. We're moving so fast. So what you strived to get last year to know could be disposable. this right. year because you're encompassing so much more energy and light.
That's true. And I think we're going to also see the duality, because there are some people that want to hold on to the old ways. And you get a lot of people that are actually going more into the light energy. So there's going to get to a point where we're not even going to vibrationally be together. We'll be on the planet together, but not really. That the light being energy are going to be in such a high vibration that the people that want to stay in the fear base and the which you're considering the darker energy, they'll be allowed to. They just aren't going to resonate, and they're not going to actually be able to notice the other people.
Yeah, and there's a whole balance center place of that, you know. I'm not going to worry about a burglar, but I'm not necessarily going to leave my doors unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an appropriateness that is very new. Instead of right or wrong, good or evil, there's an appropriateness or inappropriateness
right.
that is very new to our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helping us get really, really well connected.
Yeah, I had this experience where I was doing readings at a show. I used to have the tables and I would do the psychic stuff there. And I was getting tired of the people coming in and asking me the questions that were like lower vibrational questions, where they were trying to challenge that, are you actually really doing any of this? Are you actually tuned in? So I heard before I went, set the parameter that only the people that are supposed to work with you can see you. And what was happening is people would actually walk into my table and not see it.
Interesting, isn't that?
Yeah. But then I ended up having really great clients the whole day because those were the people that could see me and come in and do the readings. So the same thing with the burglar thing. It's like if you set the intention of just my home is safe and protected, it's surrounded in light and love, the darker energy stuff isn't going to want to be around it. It's not going to feel comfortable.
Yes, and it's really important to pay attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are not paying attention. They're not mindful. You know,
right.
I've seen people come up at different shows or in my church, come up and ask somebody, how are you? And the person has a tear running down their face. And the person says, fine, and the other person walks away, and I'm going, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This person is crying. They said fine, and you just walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And the harmony of being and your words sometimes can be so skewed.
Right.
You know?
And I've been in the airport where somebody's doing that. They're just, like, bawling, and you stop and you say, how are you doing? What can I do? And they say, I'm fine. And usually I dig out and out of my bag, and I give them a little box of Kleenex, and say, you want to talk?
Yes, and it's amazing how self-centered we can get.
Mm-hmm.
And God will give us, all, or Source will give us these people who we can be beacons of light for. We can, you know, look them in the eyes or help them, you know, when they say somebody died or they lost something. We can
mm-hmm.
just being there, holding that space for them. We don't have to have the answers or solutions to their problems. Sometimes
right.
all you have to do is be there.
Mm-hmm. Or hold their hand. Or just
yes.
sit with them.
And it's important. You know, when we think about when I turn on AOL in the morning, I have more news on AOL than my great-grandparents got in 1900. What I
mm-hmm.
read in one day and process in one day is what they processed in a year.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we're processing all this information, so it's really important to be mindful of yourself, mindful of the energy of the people around you. You know, people say, I'm a healer, I'm a healer, I'm a healer. And then people walk by them who are hurt, and they're going, well, where are my clients?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, there goes one, there goes another.
Well, I guess because I look at healing like it's not really me healing anybody if I do that kind of work. I'm just holding a space for them to do a shift.
Like I teach is, you are in the straw in the Coca-Cola between God and that person. You
mm-hmm.
know, you can be the straw. All right. We're coming up on our half-hour break here, so let's take a deep breath. And another one, I guess.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
The number is 646-716-9663. If you have a question for Ken or me, give us a call. 646-716-9663. Which reminds me, you do readings by phone, don't you, Ken?
I do, yeah. And it basically, a lot of it's like life coaching. Because we don't just give them information. We like them to bring themselves to the actual session. So a lot of the times when my guides work with me, they want somebody to start with a question on what do you want help with, and then we start giving them the information from there.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I imagine that on your website, www.KenBarkin, you have rates and how to get in touch with you, correct?
Right. My telephone number is there. My email address is there. And then other information and stuff if I'm teaching a class or if I'm traveling, that's also on there.
Correct.
I have Angelina on the line with a question.
Good.
All right, Angelina, are you there?
Hi, Ken. Hi, Star.
Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Angelina. What's your question?
I was wondering if I could ask Ken a question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, are you able to connect with past loved ones?
Yeah. I mean, that does. I don't typically do mediumship work, but sometimes that does come through as well.
Okay.
Do you have somebody specific you want us to tune into?
Yes, my grandpa just passed away on the 27th of February, and I was just wondering intuitively if you feel channeling would be good for me as a profession.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not really coming up as the channeling is your profession. But there is some spiritual stuff that will come through you. I'm hearing them say teacher, that you're going to be doing some teaching work, but you're not quite ready to do it and the timing's not right. We were talking about how hard it is to get the timing part, but it's coming up in about another year you'll be doing some teaching.
Okay. All right. And then
what are you interested in learning right now? Because this is a good time for you to study some things that you're interested in, and then that'll help open up the other information for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping to channel because I really love working with animals and angels,
mm-hmm.
and I was really hoping to channel, but I am scared about it, and I don't know if it's the right thing for me.
Well, you know, that's actually kind of different work if you're doing it with animals, because there's a lot of people that will do animal communication work, and a lot mm-hmm. of that stuff comes through feeling sense. So
mm-hmm.
that's a whole different energy than the channeling part.
Yeah, I'd like to do both, but like you said, hopefully things will align. Maybe I can open up to that mm-hmm. at some point.
Yeah, and what did you need to know about your grandfather? Because I'm feeling like he's crossed over, so he's fine. He's in a good place right now.
Okay, I just was wondering if he had anything to communicate to me, because I miss him a lot, and I wonder.
And the main energy I'm feeling from him is just a lot of love to you. But he, a lot of times when we're in that grieving process, they don't come through yet because they want to give us time to actually grieve.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come through, then it kind of sets things off more.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I feel like he's in a good place. He's not hurting anymore. And his energy feels clean over there. Like, so, I mean, there was an energy of like something went through his body when he went, and all that stuff has been cleared out of him.
Well, that's good.
So I don't
Thank
know if it was
you.
Like a cancer or something like that, but it felt like something like that was going on through him.
Mm-hmm. A hemorrhoid ruptured in his stomach.
Okay, because it was coming through like a flowing type of thing happening with him. But all that's cleared out. He's not hurting anymore. There's nothing of that residually in his spirit energy.
Okay. Thanks. And for me, for you, is study your spirit animals. Study what, you know, what people's totem animals are. Study what spirit animals mean and get that foundation inside your subconscious. Because the animal energies can come in many different ways. And that's important that you study spirit animals or totem animals, okay?
And there's some great books out there for that.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Thank you so much, Star. And Ben, I appreciate it so very much.
Okay, good luck.
Have a delightful evening.
All right, you too. I have Lynn on the line. She also has a question for you.
Okay.
Hi, Lynn. What's your question?
Maybe I'll let you guys tell me what's important for me to know right now.
Ken?
Well, first thing that I heard was peace.
Okay.
Like, get into that sense where you're feeling peace within yourself. And stop struggling. It feels like there's a strong energy where you're trying to fight whatever's showing up right now.
It's
doesn't
like
mean that you have to put up
peace.
With... I'm sorry?
It's more like the struggle to find peace.
Well, but, you know, again, peace is peace. So, you know, if you're struggling to find peace, then you're not at peace. You know, it's kind of like the gift of patience is patience.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you meditate at all?
No, not in the physical premise where I live right now. Occasionally, you know, I'll go on group meditations outside of the home here.
Okay, what about when you're taking a shower? What are you thinking about and processing when you're taking a shower?
I don't know. It's hard to say different things at different times.
Okay, when you're taking a shower, use that time to just think about peace. Just send the energy of peace in your body. Or you can, when you're lying in bed at night, just put your hands on your heart, on your chest, whatever feels comfortable, and just send the energy of peace in there.
Okay.
And see how that feels. Also, pay attention to how your dreams are after you do that kind of technique.
My message for you is thank you for being. And in your moments when you were not thinking, where you are not ahead of yourself or behind yourself, that being, you being, is very important, but it seems to me your thoughts take you out of being, take you into the past or take you into the future, and what you need to know is that being is just as important as any other work there is on this planet, and you need to know that it's important to be, okay?
Okay.
And know when you're doing that, everything else gets done too.
Okay. Can you tell me how long before my elbow heals?
Right or left?
Right.
Totally healed by July 30th.
Okay.
Mostly healed by June 15th.
Oh, thank you.
There's some resistance around that healing, too. So be conscious of that.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of the times joint stuff, when we get our joint stuff, it's about space that we're not giving ourselves. So if you want to help speed that up a little bit, make sure you're giving yourself space where you're not having to do all the time.
Okay.
And you're not being invaded by all these people that are trying to get things from you.
All right, thank fine. You,
you'll
Lynn.
Things up.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
All right. Now I have Marie on the line with a question.
Hi.
Marie, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Marie, what's your question, sweetie?
Well, my question, I don't know if you do any healing during this call. Is it just for questions or do you do healing? I was going to ask for healing for my boyfriend's daughter. She's 23, and I think someone's trying to have her, like, you know, committed into a psychic institution or something. But I think she may be psychic and is getting, you know, stuff. And it's not something I can interfere directly with all that much, but I thought maybe some healing energy might be sent. Or do you have anything that would tell me, no, this is her life path and it needs to go that way?
Can
or whatever
way
it is going?
Can I have her initials, please?
AP.
Okay. Ken?
You know, I don't feel like she should be institutionalized. I feel like there's some stuff that she's trying to work out. I'm not getting a lot of the psychic energy from her right now, but I do feel like it's not anything that she needs to be put in an institution for.
Right.
And
well,
I believe
so
that
either,
someone
but.
Is trying to control her so badly, and she won't do what this person wants her to do, or do it as this person wants, and this is a big, big rebellion on her part.
Okay.
Do you have the ability to sit with her and ask her if she sees colors or hears spirit guides, or will you have the ability to do that? Because you have a lot of light.
I might see her at some point in time. I'm not sure when that will be.
Okay, well, you can still send her that healing and love and light, and don't send her healing to any particular place, to her mind or brain. Just give her the healing energy so that her soul uses it in the wisest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because I don't feel schizophrenia from her, and that would be the only reason, if they're saying she's hearing voices, that she should be locked up.
That's what they're claiming, she's schizophrenic, and it's her. She lives with her mother, and her mother's boyfriend is, I think, trying to get her
right
out of his way. Yeah.
Right. So send as much love and light and healing as you can, but do not direct it, like, to her brain or whatever. Just direct it. Let her have it.
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath. And what about you? What about yourself? What about your life?
Yeah, I always forget to ask about that. Well,
be careful not to worry about healing so many other people and taking care of so many other people that you don't get taken care of.
Yeah, I do need to improve myself, yeah.
What do you need to know for you?
I guess I'm still having trouble letting my marriage go. We're still officially married, but you know, he chose years ago, and I started dating 2 years ago, but I'm having trouble letting that go. Is that definitely a past, you know, relationship now, or is there still hope for that in the future?
Go ahead, kid.
It's over. It feels like it's over. He's moved on. You know, it's harder for the person who's left in a relationship than the person who decides to leave.
Yeah.
But there also feels like there's some past life connections to him, so he can pull strings with you that all you have to do is just release his cords that have attached into you and send him his energy back. And that'll make it easier for you to move on.
Okay,
and do some of my cord cutting. If you email me or something, I think I got a 200-300-page a document on cutting cords, so email me and we'll get that off to you. And that's, there are many cords, and those cords must be cut for you to move on, sweetie. Okay?
Sorry.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
I always like to tell people to pull the cord out and just send the energy back so they don't have anything residual in there.
Okay.
But it sounds like Star did a really great job with hers, so I'm sure it'll be
yeah,
interesting reading.
I've got a million ways to do it as long as it gets done. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank
you.
All right. Now I have a Shelley on the line for you, too. Shelley, are you there?
Hi there. What a beautiful show. Thank you so much. I've been doing some caretaking and forgot to make plans for May, and I've been invited to, as I volunteer as a literary fiction editor for a literary magazine, and they're having a thing in Paris, and I can't decide if I should push myself to make myself go, or because I know if I go, I'll have fun. It'll be stimulating. But
well, I'm actually picking up. You need to be there. It's coming up that that's where you're supposed to be.
Ditto. Push yourself. Take whatever it is. There's an important connection that you'll make there. You have several, couple very, very good friends and a bunch of acquaintances. And I think that there's a connection for a very good friend there for you. And you do need to be stimulated. You have been doing the spiritual work or whatever work you've been doing. Go and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. But do it without an agenda. Just go there and have a good time.
Right.
And all the other stuff will show up.
Right on. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have Sherry on the line for you. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Sherry, what is your question?
I want to really stretch and grow into spring this year, and I was wondering if there is a particular plant, a seed, or a plant that I should get to kind of grow with this year.
Ken?
If there's anything that, go walk through the nursery and see if there's something you resonate with. Pay attention to what you feel drawn to. I'm not picking up anything specific.
I'm picking up something real specific. Huh. I want you to go and buy the biggest thing you can buy of wildflowers. And I don't think it's about you growing with a plant. I believe it's about you sowing seeds. And whether you drive to a park or throw them out in the meridian between highways at night, I want you to sow those wildflowers. And all these seeds will represent all the ideas and all the places that you can grow. And they grow, within a 30, 45-day period. So all these seeds will be growing with beauty, and it'll be anonymous to the people who see it. And I think that, for you, is really important. Go buy a $5 thing of wildflowers and sow the seeds for the public, okay? Are you
thank
there?
Thank you. I like that. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, because this isn't about sowing the seeds for yourself or sowing them in your garden or sowing them in your yard. This is about sowing the seeds in the world. So please, that is a thing you can do.
Okay.
And the other part of that would be is you're naturally going to grow. So the other piece is kind of it helps you see it happening around you.
It is. And when you drive by, 30 days later or something, you see all the beautiful flowers. It's a completion cycle, and then you can move to another level. I think that's a good spirit assignment for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the Carolinas, you get to see that. It's gorgeous when you drive through there. You see that in the middle of the highways.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who's been making that assignment, huh? Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, sweetie. Sean, who's next?
All right. We have Stig on the line for you now.
Great.
Hey, hi,
Stig.
Darling.
How are you, sweetie?
Well, I'm better. I do. I listen to you and Ken, and every morning I do a meditation to let go of my story. Well, they say to let go of your identity, which to me means to let go of my story. So
Ken Stig's a 20-year-old, no, he's older than that. He's been my client for 20 years.
Wow,
he's in
okay.
New York, and he's an actor. Is there anything message you'd like to give him, Ken?
I'm still hearing the peace message there, too, but it's coming across that you're doing some really nice work on yourself, and you're growing and expanding, and the work you've done with Star is really making a big difference in your life. So it just feels like you're in a good path right now.
There's been too little activity. I was on a really nice role as an actor, and nothing much is happening.
It's part of that transition thing right now. It's you know, the shifts right now, a lot of us are being taken into different work, and our work's expanding and changing. So a lot of that was something else I got a couple of days ago, where it was talking about people moving into new directions but having patience with it because it's still formulating. And that you get to a certain point where all of a sudden things stop, and it's because you're getting ready for a new shift into wherever the work's taking you.
That makes perfect sense to me, and really sort of a very peaceful kind of a vibe. I'm starting a new acting class, and I decided that I had to go back and define my own parameters as an actor, that I'd been doing too many things, and it was driving me absolutely fucking nuts. And then I had
to
take it back home.
Well, actually, you're going to still do work as an actor. I still see that coming for you. I don't see that over, but it's evolving. It's changing.
Terrific. Terrific. Oh, wow. I love hearing you speak, Ken. You're an eloquent guy. You know?
Thank you.
Thank you, Stig. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I love you, Star.
Mwah.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay, Sean, you have one more for us?
I do. I have Tricia on the line. Tricia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Tricia. What's your question?
I am working as a contractor, and my contract is up in about 2 months, and I'm wanting some clarification on which direction I might need to be going after this job is complete.
Ken?
Well, Star, I'm going to let you do this because Trisha's a friend of mine.
Okay. All right. So you're doing contracting because you haven't totally expanded all your spiritual assets into something that can create an income for you, correct?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I'm asking that, what I'm saying is that you know you're supposed to do something more spiritual, more with light and energy, and you're taking contract work to pay the bills, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there is one small piece of your education that you have to give to yourself that will let you totally earn your living through the spiritual means and ways that you have chosen. You need to find this last piece of education. You need to study it. I believe you will take one more contract before you deal with people psychically and spiritually besides this contract. The lesson, the finesse, the mastery that you are looking for can come only from inside of yourself. And you must have patience and diligence in doing it. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and the other piece I will add to that is it's time to trust yourself and actually go in and do it. And not worry about the other stuff. It's going to be okay.
And I think that you're pretty well healed around the fear stuff, except the fear of not having security. You know, you're a pretty love-based person. So find this one last lesson and then come join us, light workers and teachers, please.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. And do we have one more, Sean?
We do. We have one more caller on the air. Caller, are you there?
Hello, what is your question? I'm feeling a vacuum.
Did we lose her?
Hmm?
I think we did lose her.
All right.
Okay. So we have about 5 more minutes, Ken. What would you like to tell everybody out there about working their path or whatever message that comes to you right now?
I think one of the strongest things that people can do is develop their own intuition and learn how to trust themselves. Because when we're born, we have that innate sense of that, and we get disconnected from it. But for this next phase, that's going to help people out, and that's going to take them into the next piece. And really learning how to do that, because even as psychics and healers, we're all advancing and growing and so forth. So our work's going to evolve as well, and as people get more into their intuitive self, it's going to make their lives go so much better for them.
I think that's really, really important. And you should acknowledge yourself when your intuition is correct. And
right.
Sometimes things, activities, adventures get in our way. And what we saw was going to happen, we chose along the path something different for our highest good or the highest good of all concerned. Acknowledge yourself when your intuition is correct, and do a little bit of introspection when your intuition isn't correct. And most of the time, it's myself and I who say, well, that can't be right. It's not logical. What's a more logical answer?
Right.
Or I know this person. That's not like them. So then my mind gets in my own way and seeks a path to be correct. So usually whatever you first think is appropriate.
That's right. Or a lot of times people will try to read into whatever they got to add to it and change it, which then takes them off the path. But if
and
you just take it for what it is, you're good.
Pay attention to everything you hear. I've seen people walk away from a reading and hear one negative thing or one thing that they have to work on, and that's all they get. Or people hear an appropriate positive thing, and then they flush all the rest of the different pieces that they need to work on. Pay attention to the whole. Pay attention to body, mind, spirit, heart, emotions.
Right. I know. It's like when you're doing a reading for somebody and you say, okay, I'm getting somebody named John who is a motorcyclist who wore a bandana, a red bandana, and he had a specific symbol, and this is what the symbol looked like. And they're looking at you and frowning at you, and they say, what? And it's like, well, I was hoping that my cousin John would come through who liked to ride motorcycles. They're like, but I just said that.
And sometimes we're numb. We're numb. We get to a place where we're numb.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked the spirit guides for answers. We've asked source for answers. And we're so numb that spirit guides 4 years behind us trying to answer questions from 4 years ago because we haven't listened.
Right. Or they told you the answer, but you didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. You know, you go to 50 readers to hear the answer that you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And pay attention. Do what's in front of you. Be daily. Be. Do your work. Do your meditation. Do your prayers. Your walking. Whatever your work happens to be, do your work. Just don't talk about it. Do your work and be. And know that Source is always there for you.
That's beautiful. That's perfect.
That's great. So everybody take a deep breath. And remember that Ken is at www.kenbarkin. And you can get a reading from him. I also am available for sessions and readings and healings. And you know me. My website's starfuentes.com. And my great site with all my videos and stuff, masteryourlight.com. A bunch of good free stuff on there. So pay attention to your intuition and get confirmations by having and getting readings.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes.
Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on STAR's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on, Ken.
Thank you very much, Sean, and thank you, STAR.
Yeah,
STAR still there? Or is he gone? Okay, thank you so much for putting this together.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great hearing the discussion.
Thank you.
And hope you have a wonderful evening.
You as well. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you so much, Ken.
All right, take
care. Bye.
Okay, all right, bye.